This message was recorded live at Plantation Seventh-day Adventist Church in Plantation, Florida. Welcome to PlantationSDA.tv. Here you will find a diverse variety of Bible-based topics and conversations. God's master plan to inspire your mind, bring peace to your heart, and uplift your soul. May you be blessed and encouraged as you listen to God's Word.
By awesome students.
And our band for today will be the sixth grade band. Today, fifth grade is going to open us with a beautiful poem called Gift of God, followed by How Great Is Our God.
It has no shape or no form.
Love is not an object. Love does not conform.
Love enters our lives the moment we are born. From the cradle to the grave, love's in everyone.
Love burns like a candle that sometimes flickers but never dies.
Love may be invisible, although it's right before your eyes.
Love can leave you empty.
Love can make you whole.
Love can make or break you.
Love is in your soul.
Love is in your heart. Love is in your mind.
Love does not discriminate. Love is always blind.
Love is universal. It encompasses the globe.
No matter where you are, love has a language all its own.
Love is all around you, painted love to spare. You cannot see or touch it, but love is everywhere.
Love demands power, and yet it is so small.
Love is a gift from God to be shared amongst us all.
Thank you.
Now, a seventh grader named Jordan will recite a poem which he also made called All the Good Things.
Think of all the good things you say, but in order for that to happen, my self-esteem must pay. But what am I but an ungrateful attention seeker to ask the world for change? And what am I but an aggressor to demand the world for change? Well, you go out and protest about the silenced majority. I'm just meant to stay quiet and think of all the good things I have. Because how dare I, with my limited life experience, go out and protest against the injustices of the world instead of thinking of all the good things I have? Because what am I but a child who thinks too highly of themselves? And what are you but an adult who thinks they have all the answers? And who am I to not think of all the good things I have?
Carol of the Bells on the piano. Now we will have I Raise a Hallelujah
by second and third grade.
course it is.
For the hello, I'm gonna go like this. Hello, you hear me better that way or this way? Shabbat shalom, people. You all getting, you guys name Adventist. Bon sabbat, feliz sabado, and if you don't know any of that, happy Sabbath. All right, all same thing. I don't know if you guys are happy, but I'm happy. I'm happy every day in the house of the Lord. I don't know about you guys. You know why I'm happy in the house of the Lord? Because I know there's peace in the house of the Lord. I know that there's love in the house of the Lord. I know that there's blessings and miracles in the house of the Lord. But only two of you know that. So it's okay. Those of you who said amen, thank you for that. You understand what I'm talking about. I understand that there's a blessing. It's a blessing, like my brother Dane was saying earlier. It's a blessing that we're here today. We couldn't do this a year ago, but we're here today. Thanks to Elohim, thanks to Jehovah, we're here today. So I ain't got to ask you to say amen. I'm going to say amen for you. I say amen and thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Preach again. You ain't got to say that, but I will say that. I'm happy because our youth, everybody from our school is participating. They're doing something good in their life today. I said in the earlier service that the best time to plant a tree is 15 or 20 years ago. The second best time to plant the tree is today. You want to get a blessing? Put it today. You want respect from your kids? Do it today. I got to tell you that because your kids talk to me. And they talk to a lot of us. I'm like, man, Coach Dan, if you would know what my daddy said or what my mommy did. I said, I don't really need to know. Only Jesus needs to know all that. But I'll pray for you and your moms. Okay? We all need help, yes? We all need help, yes? I'm going to tell you something. Ali, that was amazing what you were doing up there. Blessings, blessings, blessings. The program is not over yet. But understand something. Our kids put in a lot of sweat and tears to do this. And a lot of laps. Those of you who are from the school know what laps mean. Amen. So they know. If not, we're going to go run laps. But it's Shabbat, so we're not going to do it today. But anyways, the rest of the program will continue. And the introduction for it is from Madison. Is it you or Anissa? Anissa.
Now a play by 8th grade called Where's Christmas? Followed by Silent Night by 6th and 4th.
Tina.
Hey, Jamie.
Quick question. Have you seen Christmas?
Christmas? No. But guess what?
What?
I brought all my Christmas presents.
Cool.
And look how much money I've got left. Now I'm making another list of all the things I want.
That's really cool, but that also means that you haven't seen Christmas.
I'm sorry, Jamie, but I didn't really have time to think about that.
It's okay. Hello? Have you seen Christmas?
What's that?
Christmas. I'm looking for Christmas.
Then you come to the right place. Late. I got it.
Oh, you've got it? Can I see?
Yup, it's right here.
Are you sure this is Christmas?
Yep, says so.
No, this can't be Christmas. You see, Christmas is supposed to have love in it. There's no love in here.
Have your way, late. My Christmas.
I wonder if I'll ever find Christmas.
Christmas, is that your dog's name?
No, Christmas, the holiday, you know, Christmas.
Christmas, Christmas. Oh, Christmas, when the old man with whiskers gives us presents. I got a bike this year, my friend's coming over to see it. Sorry, I don't really have time to talk. Catch you later.
Okay, bye. Hello? I keep hearing voices. They're trying to tell me something. Something about Christmas, I think. But I can't seem to find it. Do you think you can help me?
Voices? No, young lady. You see, my aunt Jamie, her husband, and her newborn baby are coming tomorrow. There's nothing in the tins. I'll still have to bake, sweep, mop, iron, polish, fold, mend. There's nothing in the tins, again, and I'll still have to bake.
That's a lot of stuff, so you can't help me out.
I'm sorry, I just haven't had the time to think about it.
I don't suppose you know anything about Christmas, do you?
Christmas? Oh, my mom talked about that once. I think she mentioned someone called Jesus.
Tell me what you know.
I
know that we always go to the seaside for holidays, and we're going there tomorrow, so it must be Christmas.
Well, will I have to go to the sea to find Christmas?
Not sure. I've never seen it there, but it could be there. Sorry.
It's hopeless.
What is? What's the matter?
I try to find Christmas. I've heard that it's like really special, but no one can tell me anything about it.
Well, who have you asked?
Like I said, lots of people, but again, no one can tell me anything.
Well, I know about Christmas.
What do you know?
Well, at church, people give each other Christmas presents to remind us of God's gift to us.
Christmas presents.
Christmas presents? If you have Christmas presents, here's a list of things I want.
Have you got some more Christmas cheer there?
And I want a new clip-on radio for my bike.
And I want a bread maker.
If it's presents, then I want new clothes.
Well, God's Christmas present to us isn't like any of those presents. God gave us the gift of Jesus, his only son. Jesus was born in a town called Bethlehem, and all through his life, he showed us what God was like. He taught us that if we want to be with him, we can't get there unless we are clean and pure. And we can't make ourselves clean and pure, so Jesus took our sins on himself and allowed himself to be put to death instead of us so that we can be clean and pure and come to God. That is his Christmas present to us, his only son sent to save us.
Presents! We want presents! Show us the presents!
Well, here's some brochures that talk about Jesus' life on earth.
What am I supposed to do with this? Goodbye.
My Christmas cheer would do me. I have no use for that other stuff. Goodbye.
I like the sound of God's gifts, but I have no time for this.
The gift of God sounds all right, but I want to get to the mall before they close.
Yeah, this sounds nice and all, but I have to go finish packing.
And what about you?
I really do like the sound of God's gifts, but I have no idea where to find it. Do you think you can help me?
Yeah, come with me.
Testing? First grade? As they're coming in, we want to thank those parents who have been helping us and supporting us this far. Sorry, I wish I had four hands right now. Come in. Who's this mic that way? We're going to do Silent Night with the kids. I got to tell you guys something. Some of these kids never played guitar. Some of them looked at the piano. They touched it from afar. But they're doing what they could do. What's up, Mr. Kenneth? Mr. Udell, preacher. Play. As they enter in, remember that I don't believe in saying that the kids are the future. I said, man, the kids are the future right now. We always think it's tomorrow they got to be leading, but they could lead today. Always we say, tomorrow, when you grow old, it's going to be your turn. You know how many churches have old folks still doing stuff when the young folks sitting down looking pretty? I said, no, man, let the young folks start doing stuff. Give them the tools they need to make it. You know, give them everything they need to make it. Is it through music or science or education, whatever, give it to them. They want to do something. And I've learned through this school year that some of them, even though you may punish them or you may tell them do laps or whatever, they come back for more. I said, how you come back for more? Because they want discipline. They want order. They want to be able to learn to do something. And if you love them properly, they will do whatever you say. And it makes me think on how many times we tell them to follow Jesus and we don't follow Jesus ourselves. How many times we tell them to follow us and we don't follow Jesus? So I said, okay, you want them to follow you? I want them to follow me? Let us follow Jesus first. And then they will follow us as we follow him. We're going to sing now. They're going to sing now, Silent Night.
Holy night, eyes calm.
the priestly blessing. The Lord said to Moses, tell Aaron and his sons, this is how you are to bless the Israelites. Say to them, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. So they will put my name on the Israelites and I will bless them.
Shine on, be gracious to you, the Lord's earth. direction, and the kids in the school said he chose to run in the opposite direction. He rode, ran towards the sound of the shots. Ty, a junior, 16 years old, star running back of his football team, even in his junior year was being courted by schools like Ohio State and Notre Dame and Texas A&M. This young man ran towards the sound of the shots because none of his friends were going to be shot as far as he was concerned. There at the Oxford High School, he ran towards the shots because he was going to get shot rather than any of his friends. The policemen found him after they subdued the shooter and took him away. And as he drove to the hospital, they didn't even wait for the EMTs. They drove him to the hospital in the police car. He bled out and died in the police car on the way to the hospital. But they say because of him, there were still 17 shots left in that gun that weren't fired at other children in the school. Our God loves each one of you that much because one day he chose his son to send him down to us. In fact, the angels were so excited that Jesus Christ was coming to the earth. You got to picture this. They were in a star above Bethlehem. And they wanted to tell somebody that God's son was on earth. They wanted to tell somebody. And so God finally said, you can tell the shepherds. And these angels came down and they found these shepherds, never seen anything like it. And the Bible said they were surrounded by a great light. And these angels singing glory to God on the highest and on earth, peace, goodwill towards men, because God wants to protect you from the pain of this world today. Because we've got a God that was willing to allow his son to die in our place so that we can be in the kingdom of heaven one day, so that we can have eternal life with him. You have heard your young people sing. You have heard them praise their God. And I will tell you, friends, that it's time for us to show God how much we love him by living the life Jesus Christ laid out for us. Can I hear an amen? Friends, by doing it, it's not that we will be saved by our works, but we show that we are saved by our works. Can I hear an amen? We show God that we appreciate what he has done. Friends, there is nothing more painful than giving a Christmas present that nobody appreciates. In fact, one of my children, she's probably watching today, Shari Cherie, I'm telling stories on you. I would buy her gifts and they were never the right gift until finally I told her, I'm going to buy gifts for me, not for you, because I know I'm going to like what I buy. Friends, it's time for us to embrace the gift of Jesus Christ in our lives, to embrace the true meaning of Christmas, to embrace a father who gave up his son, who allowed him to live with us so that we can be free. And I pray that you got that from our service today, that you heard it in the voices of your children, because I believe as I listened to them that angels were singing with them today. And I pray that those songs continue to sing in your heart as you leave this place and live your life for the Son of the King who died for you.
Be upon you and Thank you, Father, for being for us, not against us. May we give our lives to you because you gave your life for us. In Jesus' name, amen.
This podcast was brought to you by Plantation Seventh-day Adventist Church, a Christ-centered congregation dedicated to spreading the good news of God's love through sermons, deeper dive conversations, and much more. If you would like to listen to more life lessons and inspirational content, please visit us at plantationsda.tv.